Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thrilled to welcome Alan Green on the Fan Hotline, Pitt Director of Athletics, on a little bit of a soggy morning, but news nonetheless. Alan, good morning. I hope you're well.
Hey, good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
You know, nothing like a Friday news dump, and it was a late Friday night news dump with the House versus NCAA settlement. I guess, Alan, sitting in your chair, your initial reactions to this news?
Yeah, you know, a long time coming, I guess, for the listener to be mindful of is the House case really combines three NIL cases. There's three major components to it, right? One is back pay, the other is rev share, and the third is eliminating scholarship restrictions in favor of roster limits. Most of us have focused in this industry have focused on the rev share piece and the roster limit piece. And what it does is provides clarity around a very new operational approach, which is significantly different than anything we've ever done before. But it also requires a commitment to enforcement, which is so desperately needed.
You know, Alan, you've been here for over 6 months now, and I know it's been busy. And preparation for this day has long been in the works. How have you and your team prepared, though, for this moment, and is Pitt Athletics ready for this?
Yeah, so number one, Pitt Athletics is definitely ready for this, and big kudos to the team and to our university administration. One of the things that is a huge benefit to us here at Pitt is the alignment between our board chair, our chancellor, myself, and our team, and our chancellor's team, and we've been able to have very transparent conversations about how we are preparing for the eventual approval of this settlement, which occurred last night. And we've been strategizing for 6 months and even beyond, but really robustly over the last 6 months. And I couldn't be more proud of the team for helping put us in a very strong position moving forward.
You know, Alan, I think there's a lot of folks that think this is the end of litigation and developments and new things in college athletics. You've long said that that will likely continue. What do you think is triggered by this settlement? What's around the corner?
That's a lot to unpack, Pat. I think if we're narrowing our focus down, there's still some things out there, right? I think student-athlete employment is still a topic of conversation that's going to occur. I think rule setting is going to occur still. I can just how we are applying all the various rules in our industry that govern what we do. And I think there's still going to be conversations around congressional engagement, congressional involvement, congressional intervention, if you will. So this is, I guess, the beginning of a long journey that we're going to be on as the dynamics around college athletics shifts. This is the first major piece to fall, and there's certainly going to be other things that follow this announcement of the approval of a House settlement.
We're speaking with Director of Athletics at the University of Pittsburgh, Alan Green, on Panthers Insider. Alan, you've obviously sat in the chair before. You've been an athletics director at two institutions prior to the University of Pittsburgh. How has the job changed, not only prior to this, but with this? Where has your focus shifted as a result of revenue sharing now being real?
You know, back in the day, we'll call it 4 or 5 years ago, there was a lot of time spent on trying to figure out how to build facilities, obviously recruiting and like the human transformational type recruiting. I remember we were talking about the transfer portal a little bit. We were talking about APR, things that if I were to look at my notes from 4 years ago, I don't even deal with anymore. And myself and my colleagues, the house case, the NIL piece, the rev share that's now on the docket, trying to manage in a very uncertain, unstable, unforgiving environment, trying to raise money, trying to figure out how to get new revenue streams. Myself and my peers, like that's where our primary focus has been over the last few years, and trying to anticipate and see around the corner on what's next and trying to be strategic in how we're leading our departments. Challenging, but incredibly rewarding.
You know, I know you can't get into specifics, but I want to drill down a little bit on just the financial burden this presents. Obviously, it's a new line item. $20.5 million in year one is the House settlement approval in terms of the quote-unquote salary cap, if you will. How is that burden being met? And not specifically per se, but what combination of adjustments but also additional revenue are necessary in order to meet the moment?
Yeah, so upon my arrival late this fall, we were anticipating the House settlement being approved at some point in time, and we took measures from the get-go to really evaluate our investments and where we were investing. And so we've redistributed our resources to help make sure that we are in best position for future success. And sometimes we have to look at things a little bit differently. We may have to have had to make some unconventional decisions, but every school is facing the same battle. It doesn't matter what Power Four league you're in. Doesn't matter if you're in the Big East or not, but if you're going to participate in a rev share, 20.5 doesn't just grow on a tree right outside people's offices. We have to be very strategic with how we're redirecting our resources to have the greatest impact, and we're no different.
Talking to Alan Green on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, you've been a busy man. You penned a letter this morning that was released, and it's on PittsburghPanthers.com. It's on X. If you follow Alan Green, you can read it. It details this and Pitt's response to it. But I want to read and call out one comment, one note you put on there. One thing will not change, quote, Pitt's unwavering commitment to winning championships and helping our student-athletes compete at the highest levels in the ACC and nationally. I imagine you wouldn't be at Pitt if that wasn't the commitment, and I'm sure that doesn't change with this news.
There's been three pillars throughout my career in leadership with regard to college athletics that we followed. The first is making sure that our student-athletes are achieving academically. The second is that we are helping develop and creating productive members of society. And the third is we want to have a championship caliber program. And I would not be at Pitt if I didn't think that was possible here. We're not going to have the most money, right? That's part of who we are, but we may have the most grit, and we've got to figure out how we are going to leverage all that is uniquely Pitt and use that to our advantage. And well, there's a will, there's a way. And we are going to find a way to win at Pitt. And that is probably one of the most exciting pieces of the job.
Last one for you, Alan. For those listening, for Panther Nation collectively out there, what is the call to action? We've been anticipating this. We all have a role to play. What can fans, donors, supporters do to help our cause?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Pat. I think first and foremost is I want our fans to know that we've been preparing for this day and we've been preparing for this moment in college athletics. There are still lots of uncertainty. There's still things that are going to unfold, and there's still meat to be put on the bone, if you will, with regard to the rules of engagement around this health settlement being approved. But we are going to be, we're prepared for it, and we are going to adapt to the things we need to adapt to in order for us to continue on our path toward excellence and greatness. I think specifically, and this is unfortunately part of this new world order that we found ourselves in, things have become more transactional. Success has become more transactional. And with that, I mean, there's a greater expectation for people to contribute financially. And as you and as your colleagues are out pounding the pavement in people's offices, for us, sometimes it might be on the golf course. Mm-hmm. But people, you know, we're going to ask people to come along on this journey with us. And I enjoy having fun on Saturdays when we're down in Acrisure Stadium. I know our fans do as well. This is the city of champions, and we like to win and we expect to win. And it's going to be a community effort. It's going to be a team effort. We're going to do our part to resource and allocate our resources appropriately. But we're going to need the support of the Pittsburgh community. Financially in particular, to help us pull this off. And I'm really excited about the opportunity that we have here at Pitt to really make a mark in this modern era of college athletics.
Oh, me as well. And Alan, I want to thank you on a Saturday morning. I know your family's in tow now in Pittsburgh, which is great. You got a lot to do with the house and so forth. So making time, I appreciate your leadership and look forward into great days ahead.
Well, Pat, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Now that the easy work is done and talking about house, I got to go make some waffles and eggs and bacon.
There you go. Hey, that sounds like a good job.
Uh-huh. My friend, thanks so much. Hail to Pitt.
There he goes, Alan Green, Pitt Director of Athletics.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.